Well, normally on this show, we take a look at what happened last week and what's going on this week. We're going to do that, but here as we're joined by head coach Tony Gregg, boys coach over at Gilman City. I think we're going to go in reverse order here a little bit. It was win and loss from last week, but we're a big game coming up tomorrow, coach. You hop right into conference play against a team that's really dominated this conference for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years in the Winston Redbirds, and I saw you play Winston at the Gilman City tournament, or at the Gallatin tournament, rather. That was a heck of a game. So this rematch, I'm sure you kind of got circled on your calendar, maybe even more so because, as you told me off the air, you didn't play real well Friday night over at Pattonsburg.
Yeah, we're hoping to get back in the gym tonight and get a good practice in. And we didn't play, you know, I thought we've played all year. We played really good, but we had our first kind of our bad ball game there Friday night against Pattonsburg. So we've got Winston coming in here tomorrow night, and it was a 2-point game last time we seen them. And our game plan, don't know if it's changed a whole lot right now. We're going to try to eliminate some of their outside shooting, and they've got the big kid in the middle that we need to stop. So it's a big, big conference and home game opener tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you put extra emphasis on trying to slow down Yahtzee a little bit, but as you said, if they have some outside shooting, you have to be kind of careful about, you know, double-teaming Yahtzee on that low block if he's just going to kick it out and they're going to hit threes on you.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was our intention, our plan going into the last game when we played him, and we held him to 6 points in the first half, and because we do give up a lot of size, and a couple of those were free throws, and did a good job, but we fell behind a little bit in the third quarter and had to man up, and they were hitting some outside shots that they, you know, watching them a couple of games before that they hadn't hit, so. You know, hopefully we can come in and play, put enough pressure on our outside shooters where they're not getting those to fall, and we can still double-team the kid in the middle.
I'm sure you've kind of looked at the schedule a little bit, Coach, as I'm doing right now. If you're going to be in this conference race, your chance, you know, whether or not Gilman City is going to be in this race, probably going to be answered in the next week and a half because you have some conference games coming up. They're all at home. So if you can protect your home court, you can get out, you have the potential to get off to a real good start in conference play.
Exactly. That was, like I alluded to there earlier, we didn't shoot real well. We shot pretty good all year up till Friday night. So getting back home into our home gym, that's going to help hopefully get the boys get their confidence back and knock some of these shots down that we have in the past. And once they get their feet underneath them and knock those down, we'll get back to playing the kind of ball we like to play.
Is the dome at Pattonsburg, is that kind of a different background to get used to shooting-wise?
I'm not for sure, don't want to make any excuses, but because everybody's in this boat, you're coming off a lot of sickness and stuff, but we, you know, Brody Langford's always, you know, just money, you know, never having trouble, but that night he struggled a little bit on some easy ones that he, you know, always hits, and he wasn't the only one. We had a couple other kids, you know, kind of in the same boat and couldn't hit an outside shot. I think we, you know, finished with like 2 or 3 three-pointers on the night when, you know, we hit 10 over there in a game at Gallatin tournament. So just not a lot worked right. We were half a second slow over there at Pattonsburg defensively and even on our decision-making. So hopefully it's just, coming off some sickness and being a little wore out. But they could probably say the same thing. So we didn't take care of business Friday night. And hopefully we can turn things around for tomorrow.
Well, with the sickness thing, too, I'm going off of last week. Every coach I've talked to said there's sickness going through the school district, through the team. So I'm still waiting for the one here in December to say we're really not dealing with sickness. Everybody's dealing with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was how I felt. I know everybody's going through it. And if you can deal with adversity, that's good time to test that. So,
did you feel like the 48-31 win against Union Star Tuesday, Coach? Was it an improved Union Star team from what you kind of remember, or did you feel like the guys played pretty well with that road test?
A little bit. The first quarter, I think it was like 12-7, and they hung around for a little bit. About the time we started to take off, I was able to get everybody in the game. You know, we got 15 kids, so I could see it was going to be a good night to get everybody involved. And we had some Caleb Faring and then we had a freshman, Camden Griffith, that come in and just really played a well of a game. And everybody did that got in. But those two kind of had a coming out party and going to need some minutes out of them going forward. So I was glad to get everybody in. You know, we were pretty balanced scoring. About everybody on the team scored, maybe other than a kid or two. So it was a good win. you know, they're still learning some stuff, I think, over there. But they did right off the bat. It was a battle for that first quarter, and then we kind of was able to pull ahead.
Yeah, it's very easy to look at the two conference games this week, both at home, and say, you know, Winston's, you know, defending conference champion, all those things. So we're going to get real revved up for them, especially since you won after the Gallatin tournament. It'd be very, very easy to kind of look at East Harrison and say that's the other game this week, but East Harrison, the last few years, they've been really good at kind of rising up, hitting a bunch of jump shots and biting people right in the ankle.
Yeah, that's, you know, you don't want to look past any game, and that's definitely not one of them. I think Coach Hogan's got the boys playing to the best of their ability, and you know, we got to take one game at a time, and it starts out with Winston tomorrow, and then Friday night that will be our homecoming game. So, you know, busy week, a lot of emotions and stuff. So we want to get started right tomorrow night, and then finish off on homecoming Friday night with East Harrison.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck with HTC Play starting up this week. We'll catch up again next Monday as you get ready for Holiday Hoops.
All right, thank you, Tom.